Klei Siuda Amorim Beparasha. Any keli that touches food and enables it to cross the threshold from inedible to edible requires tevilat kelim. Everyone agrees on that. The question is, what if the keli touches the food before it is edible and becomes edible, or after it becomes edible? Kelim that touch food at the inedible stage do not require tevilah me'ikar hadin, according to both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. However, the Ramah recommends being machmir. That said, there are different approaches to understand what that means to be machmir. Some say that the Ramah means anything that could potentially be used with edible food as well requires tevilah. As such, a shechita knife, although it is only used with inedible food, shechting an animal does not make it edible, since you could use it with edible food as well, the Shach says the Ramah would tell you to be machmir. Whereas metal sheets that are used to knead dough upon cannot be used for anything else. Therefore, they are not chayiv in tefillah according to the Ramah. At the same time, there are those who vehemently oppose this view of the Shach, such as the Gra and the Peri Chadash. And as such, the Taz thinks that anything that comes in contact with the food in the process, that is used in the process to make food edible, requires tevilat kelim. That is all within the Ramah. The Ben Yishchai recommends being machmir for this Ramah. As such, you will find, thanks to this Ramah and thanks to this Ben Yishchai, there are, and the Taz and the Shachs, different approaches in the Ramah, there are many kashrut organizations who have lists of kelim that require tevilah, even though the kelim are not used at the edible stage or beyond, and they will write tevilah without a beracha. Meikar Adin, Shulchan Aruch does not hold this way, and therefore Sefaradim do not have to either Meikar Adin, but Miyotov Atikreira, it is good to be machmir and appropriate. That is the view of the Ben Yishchai and others. After tevilah, after edibility sets in, after we cross that threshold, there's further machloket, such as by a bread knife, or other things that process food further, but don't necessarily make it more edible than it was before. The Sfaradim hold that a bread knife, like the Beit David, is chayav v'tzvilah, and therefore we assume that anything that comes post-edibility and is used in further tikkun of the food requires tevilah, even if it is a non-essential tikkun. However, that point is highly contended as well, with Rav Moshe's famous point about the toasters only being a minor, unnecessary tikkun, and not requiring tevilah. We went through a number of examples of things that require tevilah with a bracha, such as stainless steel pots and pans, a pot lid or cover, metal cutlery, a cake tray, a bread knife, and a food dicer. And then there are things that don't require tevilah at all, such as a dish rack, stovetop grates, cake tray cover, countertops, and other things that are b'machloket, whether they need tevilah at all, without a bracha or not at all, such as a skinning knife, a shechita knife, tevilah without a bracha, is anything within that category of pre-tevilah, pre-edibility, like the Shach and the Taz.